It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, we're back. Good morning. Welcome to Friday here. Got some rain happening, 64 degrees. Time to, we do this every Friday, get into our conversation. I always love it with CHI St. Francis President Terry Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Now, I understand you got some good photos of this little twister.
Yes, I do.
Man, I'll tell you what, that was scary moments.
But, it was.
Yeah.
You know, I was driving out to, you know, some extra activity, the casino, Dakota Magic.
Right.
And you could see the tips coming. There was two tips coming out of the clouds. And, you know, it's like, but the climate wasn't like telling me it was ready to make formation.
Mm-hmm.
So as we pulled into the parking lot, sure heck, there was like a little string coming out of one, and it just made that formation. Yeah, but a good thing is that it was going towards the east, and I was standing behind it. But, you know, the thought is, too, if it turned, you know, or winds changed, I would probably not be here today.
Right. Well, thank heavens. But crazy summer that way. But, hey, we are here.
We are here.
We are here with Hannah. And what are we talking about today? I'll let you kind of introduce
it. I'm very excited because Hannah had put out for an occupational therapist. And she has a new therapist that started. Was it Monday, Hannah?
Monday or Tuesday.
Yep. And so wanted her to come, but she's busy this morning, but we'll get her here later. So I said, Hannah, you need to come and introduce and, you know, brag up our wellness.
Yeah, without a doubt, and I can attest to that. I'm one of your better testimonials. That wellness department is incredible. Mm-hmm. Hannah, step up. Good morning. Thanks for stopping
in.
Good morning.
Yes, of course.
Explain occupational therapy. I know it's big, but kind of thumbnail.
Yeah, so occupational therapy addresses a lot of upper extremity conditions. Not only that, but like activities of daily living, fine motor skills, just will address a little bit of cognition as well. So kind of everything.
Right. It encompasses a lot.
Yes.
And now you've got somebody in there full-time. And tell us about this.
Yes. So Claire Meyer is our new occupational therapist. She's from Barnesville, Minnesota.
Okay.
She went to UND. A fun fact about her, she has double-jointed thumbs. She wanted me to share that.
Okay, now we gotta get her in here.
Yeah, it'll have to be once you have video.
Yes,
so
once
everyone.
The video shows up here, then we'll definitely.
She really enjoys like hand conditions, any upper extremity conditions, and we're so happy to have her. She's great.
Another great service out there, and you encompass so much out there, and occupational therapy that has grown so much in the past years. Do you ever have trouble keeping up with all this information? Because it comes out so fast and furious.
Yeah, I actually look to some of the new grads that I work with or that have started working just for evidence, and then a lot of looking up new research for evidence-based practice, because it's constantly, constantly changing. It never stays the same. So it's so interesting to get up to date on all the new like clinical practice guidelines and everything like that. But yeah, it's a lot of information and can be
Tell me what a day is like in your life, because I've seen you out there at the Wellness Center, and you're pretty mobile. You're on the move. What's a typical day like
for
you?
I'm usually running around. So I cover nursing home, acute care, including swing bed, inpatients, outpatients, do some management stuff behind the scenes. So it's busy, but it makes days go really fast. It's fun to be rewarded to see patient progress every single day.
Is it tough to keep all that stuff coordinated?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine, but I bet your organizational skills get much, much better.
Yeah, yeah.
So occupational therapy, another thing that we can look forward to and another great resource out
there. Yep, we have that. We have Silver Sneakers. That's increasing. And it's such a great transition to be able to go from like an occupational or physical therapy plan of care and then just a nice switch over to Silver Sneakers. It's been so, so great to see my patients come in, my patients and their significant others while they have a session with me, their significant others on the machine, on the treadmill. So it's been so fun to have that.
Is that rewarding too, to see the progress too? I mean, where people start and where people end?
Oh my gosh, for sure. I start with some people in the swing bed program. I see them in outpatient and now they're coming to Silver Sneakers and I see them a couple times a week and it's just like, oh my goodness, from where they came to where they are now. It's so much fun.
Well, and you got passion for what you do. I can tell by your smile and just how enthused you are just with talking about it. When did you first get into this, or when did it first kind of spark in you?
So I tore my ACL in high school, soccer, so went to a lot of physical therapy, and I had signed to play soccer in college. So it was a long recovery. And so I started going to undergrad kind of knowing exactly what I wanted to do, which
sure.
I'm pretty lucky in that way and just got into it and loved it. I started wanting to be like a sports PT, very similar to what I worked with when during my injury, and then kind of transformed through my clinicals to love acute care, nursing home, like rural facilities. It's not boring.
I was going to say with what you just told me, your job kind of outlining your job description must never get boring.
No.
or kind of dull, and no day looks like the other one.
No, and that's what I actually love. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes a certain
right.
person to like that, but absolutely. I love running here, running there. I get my steps in.
I love it. Yeah. Hannah, great to talk with you. Good to see you again, too. And we'll definitely see you at the Wellness Center. Terry, step back in here. I just love hearing from your staff because, again, just the passion and everything that goes into their jobs, too.
Right, yeah. Right.
And so how happy are you to have an OT? Can you see the smile on my face? I do, yes.
Yep. And, you know, it's showing out there that the foot traffic going through the hall, I've mentioned to some of the staff, I said, do you notice all the incoming influx of clientele going in there and coming out and using the cafeteria? So it is great. It's
right.
great to see that.
Well, you know, one more time, I love the look of the lobby, too. Because that's come alive. Every time I go in there, I enjoy going in there. Usually, if I'm a good boy, it's three times a week. I always love walking into that lobby because I can see the progress.
It's so changed with that light color. When you walk in that back wall, we are having the print shop in Omaha, Common Spirit, make us our background.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought about spending a little more money on it, but this way, if we just do the peel decal on that says CHI St. Francis,
yeah.
member of Common Spirit, human, hello, human kindness on it, after a while, we can take that down and put something else up. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Terry, what's coming up next week? You're going to keep us in suspense.
You know, Dr. Kay wants to come and visit, so I don't know if that's next week. Dr. Brightman is going to be in town, the new surgeon, the weekend. So maybe I can get him possibly.
Oh, please do.
Here.
Yeah, I'd like to have conversations with both of them.
So the other thing I just want to shout out, but I don't want to take from occupational therapy, Minnesota Rural Health Association gives out yearly awards to Caregiver of the Year mm-hmm. or Community Benefit, and they have other categories. I just know because Unje Cooper
yeah.
got the Caregiver of the Year award last year.
Okay.
This year, the farm at St. Francis is going to get Community Benefit of the Year
Fantastic.
Award.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
I just get goosebumps.
That is good. Great news.
We just got that word, I think I got that. No, last Friday I got it after the radio show. I opened up my email and they said, send your crew, accept your award. So that is pretty.
Contributes
pretty
to that
stoked.
Smile on your face, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
Terry, great to have you in here. And
absolutely.
Look forward to our chat next Friday. Terry Anderson, President, CHI St. Francis. We have our conversation with her every Friday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Let's talk weather now with Endon Director Daryl Richeson for our weekly chat.
You're going to get rid of this humidity. That's the biggest thing I hear right now is a complaint. As farmers, you know, getting on the field in the morning and just finding the condensation has been crazy lately.
Well, here's the thing. It's going to cool down, but condensation and fog in the morning will probably continue because we'll drop down into the 40s. Mm. And the soil temperatures are in the 70s. The air temperature is in the 40s. The plants are still wet. And I just still think it's going to be very dewy in the mornings. But